More than a million people in Florida are still without power. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. Utility crews are working around the clock. Fox's Alexandria Hoff is in Fort Myers, where Hurricane Ian caused massive destruction.
Fort Myers Beach nearly completely destroyed, almost all of it washed away. We are told that the spontaneous recovery efforts have become more methodical and will continue like that throughout the day. The hope, of course, that more people who have not been in contact with family will be found alive, but officials do fear that the death toll is likely to grow.
In Sarasota County, police are going door to door warning residents about a possible levee break in the Hidden River community. Several miles of Interstate 75 are closed. Ian made landfall again yesterday as a hurricane in South Carolina.
This has been a very unpredictable storm. People not really sure where it was going to go, whether it would be a Category 1, 2.
Congresswoman Nancy Mace on Fox and Friends Weekend. Disturbing developments in Ukraine, where Russia has detained the director of Europe's largest nuclear power plant. Russia has informed the International Atomic Energy Agency that he's being questioned. Ukrainian officials say he was pulled over by Russian forces, blindfolded, and taken to an undisclosed location. A gunman is being sought in Oklahoma after one teenager was killed and another wounded at a high school football game last night. McLean High School is in Tulsa. Gunfire also erupted at a high school football game in New York after an argument in the parking lot. Newburgh police say three people were hurt.
A massive police response followed, but the suspects all got away. Cops say they don't know what the argument was about, nor if the victims were involved in the dispute.
Fox's Gary Baumgarten. America's listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
She was just months away from retirement. Longtime emergency services worker Allison Russo Elling is being remembered in New York City. The 61-year-old was on duty this week when police say she was repeatedly stabbed by a random attacker. Vincent Varial was a colleague who spoke to Fox's Jesse Waters.
This element out there of there seems to be people who want to attack those in uniform, whether it's they look at them as a form of authority or whatever it is. If you're in uniform, you're a target.
A suspect is in custody, although the motive behind the attack is unclear. What do COVID-19 and monkeypox have in common? Scientists say both viruses are likely to stick around.
The CDC says the spread of the disease is slowing, but it's so widespread, elimination is unlikely. The director of science in the agency's disease forecasting center did not say monkeypox is here to stay, but said it stands to be a continuing threat for the next few years. The virus has mainly spread among gay and bisexual men, though health officials continue to stress that anyone can be infected. The report from the CDC also found the U.S. outbreak seems to have peaked in early August. Monkeypox is endemic in parts of Africa where people have been infected through bites from rodents or small animals, but it wasn't considered a disease that spreads easily among people until May, when infections emerged in Europe and the U.S. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
An outbreak of bird flu has been declared an emergency in Colorado. Governor Jared Polis says the declaration will allow state agencies to coordinate a response. The highly contagious disease was detected at a commercial egg facility in Weld County after first being discovered in wild birds. More than a million hens are affected. I'm Pam Husso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.